On the first day of Christmas, something, something, something.
Oh, we're past the first day of Christmas. Christmas is like 5 days away.
Wow. So, how does that work? Is that like 12 days before?
I think it starts and then it ends on Christmas Day.
Wow, okay. So that means...
like the 13th or something.
Hmm. Interesting.
Which was the last Friday we got together.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Woo.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
Ooh, welcome back, ladies, gentlemen, and others. It is episode 63 of the Mention the Machine podcast, our second to last of the year, if we do things correctly.
We gotta.
That next one should be our yearly after-action review. But Joe brought back an old formatting thing where we start off with a question.
I actually brought one, too.
So, Joe, where has success crippled you?
Success has crippled me because it triggers my imposter syndrome. Was this just a one-off, or did it actually, would I actually do this?
I think success has crippled me because, not crippled me, but it hinders me a lot because there's more to lose now that I've been successful in certain areas of life, so I take less gambles and I'm not as driven.
No longer the wild card.
What's that?
No longer the wild card.
And no longer willing to just take the bigger chances, I guess. It's harder to take the bigger chance. Not no longer willing to. It's just harder to work it up and do it. Because you can lose what you have.
So, as you know, this week I've been asking you random questions all week. Brain's in a little bit of a loop. And I guess yesterday or the day before, I'm like, I gotta take more risks. I gotta take more chances. I gotta do more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not. I guess it's. I don't think it's, I got to do more stuff. I think it's, for me, I think it's, I've got to be more focused on what I'm doing. And it popped up again today in the Daily Law or whatever, where it's, you can't learn more than one skill at a time. You got to focus on just one aspect and really do a deep dive on it. Otherwise, you're just going to be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because my plan come January 1st, which should be the end of like our lifting phase, is I'm gonna drop the weights down to 3 times a week, and I'm gonna do the jiu-jitsu flow workout that I bought a couple months back on a Black Friday sale. I think I bought it. So that more focused on jiu-jitsu, less on getting swole.
Well, since I'm too responsible with weights and I've got a doctor's appointment coming in a month, I want to see if I can get my blood pressure back under control with more cardio.
Nice.
Been slowly ramping up.
Just in time for the cold February bike rides.
Oh, no, I'm biking indoors. I got my trainer set up in the basement now, so.
Nice, nice. I feel like that'd get boring. I'd need to.
Well, until I listen to my podcast and stuff.
Yeah, you also put a TV there and whatnot, but. Yeah, I guess a stationary bike would be all right under those conditions. I tried that, but I didn't like it.
It helps with meditation because what else you got to do?
Yeah, you just got to go in that zone. I'm thinking about getting one of those walking pads for underneath my desk to walk more.
Ever since the book RIMD, I've always thought about those things.
Yeah.
Because the guy was, I guess they call him Skeletor, because he used to be really fat and he got a walking desk and he always walked into his desk when they got really thin.
Yeah, yeah. Because I definitely don't walk as much as I should, so that's definitely on the list. I'm sure some of those will pop up for sale pretty soon. You know, just like you could probably buy somebody's gym membership out mid-January. Once people give up on their their resolutions.
Resolutions suck. You need goals.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this yesterday with work because they were bringing up goals again because we're halfway through the fiscal year. And I'm like, I just need to take those goals and I need to make them not yearly but quarterly again, like I do with a 12-week year. Do that sort of thing with each of them.
Mm.
So actually start crushing shit.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Wild berry Celsius.
Yeah, I took that giant list of projects I had, asked me in the chat GPT and said, turn this into micro tasks of a couple minutes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told you about the whole, I have my new process of, I have a recorder I've been just rambling into.
Yeah.
Because lately what I've been doing with ChatGPT is I'll just vomit into the keyboard, something I want to do. I say, make this pretty.
Yeah. I was thinking about how there should be there probably is, but I didn't look because it's a random like a thought, how there should be a to-do list that doesn't let you put an item on it unless you assign a deadline to it.
Hmm.
And the deadline has to be within, like, 6 months or something. Mm-hmm. Stop having just endless lists. It makes you really prioritize also what if you really want to do the thing.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I started rambling about the podcast project. They gave me a list of questions to answer, and I answered them all. And I outlined what I needed to do. I'm like, hey, write these boring parts that I want to write. It's like, well, the bullet points of... what is podcasting? When did it start?
Yeah.
And like, okay, well, write me an outline of how I'm going to set up the AWS stuff for the podcast. And I can go through. I bought Canva last night. I pulled the trigger. I've come to the conclusion, 2025, I got to be a content creator. Like, full-on content creator.
You got to start listening to Gary V.
I got a love-hate relationship with Gary V.
Everyone does.
But I need to start making infographics and stuff, and I gotta start using that TikTok and the Instagram and start posting some reels.
Yeah, I'm gonna start putting out some TikToks probably on martial arts stuff. Even if nobody finds it, who cares?
Yeah, it's the whole. It's not about finding it. It's about having the catalog that when they do find that one thing, they go back and look at everything else. I'm like, oh, I gotta follow this guy.
Yeah, it's also just I think a kind of a thought experiment as well.
Well, I did one of the experiments I did last night with ChatGPT. I'm trying to find my voice for how I write. Because I'm more a mimic than anything. Like, I just mimic whatever structure. I'm like, well, give me these questions to answer and, you know, give me an idea what to do. And it actually gave me, like, oh, what's your goals? This and that. How do you want to perceive this and that? So I was like, okay, well, write up a... and it actually told me, why don't you take a recorder? Like, I said this before. I thought the ChatGPT. I'm like... well, take a recorder, record your thing, transcribe it, and then feed it back to me, and I'll give you a critique of the voice.
Yeah.
Because you talk better than you write. So it's better to transcribe and then clean it up than the other way around.
Yeah. Although, according to Jordan Peterson, the reason why you write is to think better. So, but, what else was I going to say? Yeah, 2025, I think, is going to be a big year of just doing. Like, I think... we've spent enough time accumulating knowledge, and like I was thinking about that. I was like, do I really need another book? And what's it going to tell me? Like, in my brain, I'm looking for like that next hit of I don't know what dopamine or whatever would be from finding a book or a person that I can follow, like David Goggins or something. It's like, but I already know. Like, what are they going to say that hasn't already been said? It's like, you know, you're supposed to do the thing. You know, you're supposed to do this thing and that thing. And it's like.
Well, like, Chrissy's birthday was the other night, and we went out to the bar, and her daughter's boyfriend showed up. He goes into cybersecurity, like, still going through college. I'm like, hey, here's some information you know. Build a portfolio. Network. Do this. And, like, I just started spewing all this information.
Uh-huh. And then you're like, why don't I fucking follow my own goddamn advice? Why don't I shut up and fucking sit here and do this myself? Instead.
So, my question.
Oh, Joel's question.
Do you believe everyone has a Christmas Carol story?
A Christmas Carol story?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like every time an angel, time a bell rings, an angel gets swings? No,
that's Miracle on 34th Street. I'm talking about Scrooge.
Oh, where they have like a coming to the goodness part?
Well, not coming to goodness. Like you've got your ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future.
I feel like I believe in karma. I believe that eventually, like, shit comes back to you some form or another. I don't necessarily know if it's, like, divine retribution or whatnot, but I do think that you're going to eventually... If you do bad things, you're eventually going to regret them in some capacity. Something's going to happen to you. So I wonder for a lot of people if that's, like, a deathbed situation or what it is. I don't know.
So I was playing with the idea, like, well... just of Christmas past, like, oh, you know, growing up doing stuff and things going on. Then goes to Christmas present, like, oh, still trying to figure out this job thing. What's the ghost of Christmas future going to be like?
Yeah, it's just, right, so you weren't talking about like a moral thing. You were talking about just day-to-day life. Like,
you got your past, your present, your future. Like, are you on the right track for your future, or are you setting yourself up for a guy that doesn't talk to you and throws you in the grave?
Yeah, that's... I mean, I think that goes into Jordan Peterson also, where you have to sacrifice your present for parts of your present for a better future. Mm-hmm. And I think in order to do that as well, you've also got to reconcile your past, which is a lot of the shadow work stuff mm-hmm. that's going on. So it's a big fun process. And like we always talk about, you know, oh thanks future Eugene, you set me up well for this, or mm-hmm. you didn't set me up for this. Like I knew I should have bought propane fucking mm-hmm. 3 months ago, and the day I had to go out and get it. Two is one and one is none, and I had one, so I had none. Mm-hmm. I got two other ones I got to fill, but yeah, I think it's we're always got to be prepping for the future, because otherwise we wind up in the grave with no one talking to us. I do think about the end of my life sometimes. I'm like, is anybody going to be there? Like, anybody can give a fuck?
I was just saying, it's going to be like last man standing. All my friends will be dead, I'll still be laying around.
Yeah. Delete the browser history.
I don't know why, but I was thinking, like my dad had me growing, like when he got older, like, am I going to make friends with the neighbors? And I'm like, oh, that old man Cox, he's crazy, but he'll help you out if you need it.
No, you're going to be like that Samuel Jackson meme from Black Snake Moan or whatever, just standing there in a white beard looking at everybody all fucking mean. Run, old man Cox is out with his drones again.
Well, one buddy made the joke, like, oh, you should be flying your drones in New Jersey. I'm like, if I was flying my drones in New Jersey, there'd be no light, stealth, and all you hear is a sonic boom.
Yeah. I saw a pretty cool drone today. It was, I think I sent it to you. Yeah. The one where it can roll on wheels mm-hmm. and fucking fly. That's pretty cool. Scary times with the drones, I guess, but... Fuck it.
They got robot dogs running around Russia dealing drugs and self-destructing.
Yeah, they got drones dropping robot dogs at the front lines. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man. I am not trained enough for this. I am not prepared to be John Connors.
My goal is to have my little army.
I don't need an army. I just need to be left alone. My goal is to have absolute stealth capabilities. That's why I forgot to bring my iPad down here, so we could see what was going on outside without going outside.
Mm-hmm. I did this. You saw this morning. I did it to my parents. I'm like, I wonder how much snow's there. I'm like, okay. What's outside look like? Okay.
Yeah, the snow's not really sticking to the road, so it's nice.
Yeah, it's funny because a couple years ago, but it's like, why'd you come check on me? I already did. What do you mean? I looked at the cameras.
Or go back into your house.
Dog's sitting out. The dog is actually laid out on his little carpet.
Yeah, we put a camera in the cat house I built, so I had to recharge the battery on my way back in from the propane. But yeah, the cat. We've seen the cat go in there a couple times. He went in there and he slept from like 10 o'clock to like 5 a.m. in there, and I was like, I was worried that the camera didn't pick him up ever leaving, or if he was still in there. I was like, oh man, please don't let him be dead. And knock on wood, he just snuck out.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be hilarious. One cat goes in, two cats go in. All I just hear noises.
Well, I put a hinged lid on it, so you just hear the lid fucking up. Like, get out of here, hookers. So what's new? What's going on? Finish that Uncommon book. I hate when they do that with an audiobook where it's like, here's an exercise at the end of the book, and then like you got to go back and re-listen to it, and there's no PDF available to go along with it. It's like,
I actually made them buying the physical copy of that book.
Which one?
Uncommon.
Oh yeah.
Because mm-hmm. like, oh, go this exercise. I'm like, this is not gonna be easy.
No, they're good exercises, though, and I think
you'll enjoy it. I'm talking about going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I don't like. I'm probably going to have to pick up a physical copy at some point, too. Fucking books. Yeah, we need book for next month. Did we decide on that yet? Nope. How's Jordan Peterson going for you?
It's a slog.
I don't know if I'm too dumb for that book, or I don't know if I guess I don't know what I expected from the book.
I'm still trying to figure out what to expect from the book, because with my background, with my dad being religious, like, I know most of these stories, and I know how they go.
Yeah.
And hearing his take on them was interesting. But at the same time, like, he goes on these tangents with words, and, like, context clues are saving my ass. Yeah. But, like, I'm thinking if my dad were trying to, he would not get through this book.
Yeah, it's a hard read. So every once in a while I hit, like, a good flow with it, and then he'll throw one of them fucking weird curveball words, and like it breaks the flow. I'm like, oh man,
this might be a
I've been Peterson.
This might be a 2 month book. I'm being serious.
I'm gonna try and burn through it next week when I have time. I'm gonna try to do an hour of reading a day with it. But
I did that for at the beginning, and now I just listen when I get to when I jump in the shower and get ready, because like an hour of that stuff is just like. Like, I wasn't listening to it riding the bike. They made riding the bike harder.
Oh, yeah. I hate when that happens. What do we want to do next month for a book? I was thinking, I don't remember if we did.
Well, we do have to start
Wheel of Time again.
Yeah. I think hypothetically we can finish it by December.
What? Hypothetically we can finish what by December?
The whole series.
Oh, yeah, probably. That'd be interesting to do. I do want to get back in that because I feel like we lost momentum on that. But
no, we didn't lose momentum. That last book was too fucking long.
Well, you're going into a long one now. But but I think he's more, things are more nailed down now.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's the thing. It's like, it was like, I'm still trying to learn how to shift gears here. I'm like, we know. Let's get it on.
Yeah, yeah. Did we do No More Mr. Nice Guy? Did you do that book?
No.
Might do that again because I had a, you know what Readwise is?
Name sounds familiar.
So if you have like a Kindle or whatever, it's like it'll take your Kindle count and like the things you highlighted in there. It'll send you like a list of them every once in a while.
Okay.
I did like the free trial of that back in the day, but I still get the emails and sent me a thing I highlighted from that book, and I was like, oh yeah, it was a pretty good book, and I don't know if you ever read it.
No. My new thing is, as of a couple weeks ago, when I get dragged to the bar and there's nothing to do, I'll pop out the 50th law and start going through a little bit.
Yeah, I need physical copies of those books. I saw you sent the collection, but I want the nice ones. Plus, there's something I like about finding books in the used bookstore. Although half-price books isn't even half-price anymore. There's scammers with that shit.
Well, it's funny because like a couple weeks ago, I helped my friend with his brother was getting rid of some bedroom furniture for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
So his kid got it. So we went to dinner with his parents, and somehow P. Diddy and 50 Cent came up, and I was talking about the history of 50 Cent, and then, like, we were actually at the bar later, and 50 Cent came on, and, like, a little bit later, I'm like, I need something to read. I'm like, yeah. I love the Robert Greene. I'm like, well, 50th Law was one that I was in. I know 50th Law is one that I know, but I didn't understand the underlying theme till later.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let's go back through this.
We watched that Jamie Foxx special that came out on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, but it's interesting because it's like part like gospel church thing, and part him telling jokes and being funny. He said he didn't see any. He saw the tunnel, but he didn't see any light. And he's like wondering to himself. He's like, did I go to the bad place? And he's like, I don't see any devil, but who's that at the end of the tunnel? Oh shit, it's Diddy. Why's he all shiny? we kept throwing them little jokes at Diddy in there. It's funny.
There's an interview with, I forget what his name is. I guess he's a famous guy, but he did an interview with 50 Cent that started a couple, wow, it's an hour. I was starting the bike. I don't want to say Sway. It's like Big Something. This is his name. My buddy suggested it. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. I think we're out of steam.
Excuse me. We're getting there, yeah. I just quit drinking my Celsius there before I drank it all and had nothing to drink when we came back to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, how much time do we put in here?
20 minutes?
No, we got 10 in us. We can do a whole half hour.
Okay.
Give the people what they want.
Well, Dave hasn't really said much because he gets so busy with other podcasts he listens to.
Well, he's got to catch up then.
Well, he's caught up. Usually I get a message like a couple of days later. Yeah, listen to it. So I'm like, that bad, huh?
I think. What did you think of this year, dude? Was it a good year? Bad year? Mediocre.
This year was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Because I lost my favorite manager at the beginning of the year. And then we started going through hell.
That seems like it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Then we started going through hell. And then the other manager took over. He lasted for 2 months. And then, like, I was in limbo for a month with the new guy figuring out what's going on. Then I got the slap in the face with the, we can't give you promotion because your manager threw you into the bus. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And then that crazy thing in July when I did all that work, I'm like, you know what? I need to be tactical. Let's start an email. And I worked with another jackass, and I got a decent manager again. So, like, things are kind of getting back to okay. But I'm still, like, it's one of those things, like, well, things are better, but I'm still pissed off at the fucking money.
Yeah. Have you heard the term coffee badging yet?
Yeah.
That's funny as hell. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, you're making me go back to the office. All right, I'm just going to have my meetings and stuff in the morning, and I'm going to leave at lunch and go home and work. And
mm-hmm.
Too bad for you.
Yeah. They had a luncheon on the 17th, and I told my coworker, I'm too feral. I can't go back in the office for that.
Yeah, one of the things I always hated about being in the office was I couldn't just, like, lay down on the floor and take a nap.
I went to my car.
I didn't have a car. I was in the office. And they used to have a nursing station for new mothers and stuff, and they'd had, like, a chair, and nobody was ever in there, so you could go in there and take a nap. The one guy, he used to always sleep in there. And they changed that when they got rid of the offices. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, it was like it couldn't go down to just the park and, like, lay down on a bench or down at the point. Plus, I'm not the type of person to sleep outside.
Like, well, that's why I sleep in my car with the door locked.
Too goddamn paranoid. Wake up with some hobo trying to teabag me. Why are you covered in blood, Eugene? Like, you murdered a hobo. No fun.
Yeah, I for some reason the Born Identity clips started popping up on my YouTube. So that's been making me happy.
Yeah, those movies. The first one was really good. I didn't like the last one.
The last one, the one with him, or the
last one with him, and I didn't like the other one with the
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah,
I loved the second one. Where are you? I'm in my office. I don't believe that. Why is that? Because you're in the office, you have a conversation face to face right now. Yeah. And like, by the way, Pam, you look tired. And she's like, what the hell?
You haven't watched Reacher yet, but there's a scene where he's talking to the guy in his office, and the guy's like, I can kill you with a phone call. He's like, I can kill you with that phone.
Watch that Secret Levels show.
Good?
Yeah. Some of them were really good. Some of them were kind of bad. And, like, there's a game called Spelunky. I don't know what it is. But, like, I feel like I was getting taught a lesson. I'm like, that's not what I'm here for.
I didn't come here to be taught stuff. I came here to be entertained.
But then there's another one they did called Concord. And I guess it's based off a first-person shooter that got canceled by Sony. I'm like, this is a really cool story, but had nothing to do with the video game. And then the last one was, like, I guess it was Kevin Hart and his daughter. Like, there's this girl, she's a courier, and I guess it was like gamification. Like, you do jobs, you get stuff for your equipment. And then she gets this mysterious package she's got to deliver that she's not allowed to deliver. And, like, it was weird because, like, there's like a cameo from Helldivers. That little, you know, that little crocheted doll thing from PlayStation?
Yeah, yeah.
That thing showed up, Big Colossus. I'm like, so you're doing an anthology of random video games for no reason.
You're just doing fan service at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird. Actually, I might pull an Audible on the book for next month because I still got that critical thinking course and the financial literacy one to go through. So it's like picking a book from that, maybe. Start the new year right.
Start the new year right by being alive.
Maybe. Not if everyone else is dead.
My buddy's getting back and looking at stock stuff again. And I've been signing up for these little courses and stuff to see what they're... My philosophy is when I did internet marketing, a lot of people give you, like, bits and pieces, but not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now with ChatGPT, I can fill in the blanks. So I went to this one webinar. They went at $3,000 a year. I'm like, I'm not that serious about trading stocks.
Nah, that sounds like a fucking pyramid scheme.
It is. I did some research. It's like they don't guarantee anything. It's like, oh, here's some more data for you to use, but it doesn't guarantee profit like they claim it does. I'm like, well, screw that.
Well, nobody can guarantee that shit.
Yeah. Well, the point is, like, they act like, oh, we can guarantee it, but they dance around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been prodding ChatGPT to teach me about stocks and stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I think the next book in the financial literacy one is Your Money or Your Life, and I got to look for the critical thinking one. Some of those I've already read. Some of them we've already read, I think. So, like, Richest Man in Babylon's on there. And, mm-hmm. Like, so
that was an easy read.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. That's another one where I still haven't fucking fully implemented what I know I should in there. Like, pay yourself first. Like, mm-hmm. I should do that, but instead I go through fucking paying bills first, and then I'm like, oh, I only have this left over.
Mm-hmm.
This is why my savings aren't what they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers.
Like I said, I technically made my goal this year of an extra $1,000 a month.
Nice.
But it wasn't consistent. So, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of figuring things out, making lists, and trying to get things done.
Yeah, I'm in the self-reflection phase as well a lot. Just doing, because I just like that Uncommon book and some other stuff I'm doing. Just a lot of stuff just wants me to sit down with the journal and figure out shit. Journaling, writing shit down.
I gotta get the journaling.
Talking about your feelings and shit.
I just remember when I was in the shadow work, I basically, ChatGPT kept trying to focus me towards, like, emotions. I'm like, why do you keep doing that? We haven't talked about it. I'm like, yeah, here we go. Let me give you a backstory from, like, fifth grade all the way up to now. It's like, that works.
Let me put all my information into you so I can just create a virtual Jewel Cox. Virtual Jewel Cox, how would you solve this problem I'm currently having as the real Jewel Cox?
Yeah, more like, well, I wasn't going to do that. Brain said no. Well, the way I look at it, since I pay for the business close stuff, it's not being used to train anything else, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Use it.
Now, if I was paying for it, I'm like, there's no way in hell I'd say half the shit I say to it.
That's the free version, yeah.
But yeah, the other day I was writing a script for work, and ChatGPT just wasn't doing it. Like, I basically, because what I've been doing lately is I'll give it the information, like, here's an Excel spreadsheet I need, here's a CSV file I need, here's some functions that I use to make this work. Put this all together and write a script. And yesterday I was like, okay, and I skipped like 80% of the code I gave him. Like, you do realize you need all this code. Oh, I'm sorry, let me do it again. Now it's missing 60% of the code. I'm like, let's go to Claude. I'm like, hey, Claude. I gave the same documents. Like, here you go. It's like, I'm like, it worked first try. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had issues like that where I've given it stuff and it's, I'd give it code. It'd give me back code. I'd change that code and I'd ask it to change something. I'd put the code back into it and it'd give me a whole different fucking mm-hmm. code. And I'm like, why are you changing this? Like, you're acting like this is a whole new conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite was, like, I was trying to impress my boss down on the process to run, and I didn't realize that Claude actually added a time thing in it. I'm like, oh, there we go. It took 4 seconds to run the script. I remember, like, last year this time, I was setting up all these metrics, like, all these, like, base things I wanted for my custom GPT to write Python code.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go back and revisit that and add some stuff to it. Because, like, there's some stuff that I love that, like, when I use Anaconda notebooks, the first one has all the variables and stuff that I need to change. The second one usually has all the functions, and the third is, like, a step-by-step going through all the processes.
Hmm.
So I just hit, like, shift-enter until something breaks.
I wonder if you could take the AI, and you remember Evernote?
Yeah.
And I think you use Obsidian.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, here's access to this. Can you organize this and clean this up?
Yeah, that's what I did when I was trying to write when I was doing the book stuff.
Hmm.
I basically had a bunch of random shit. And I said, first thing I did was like, I'm trying to write the sci-fi book. Here's what I'm trying to do. I need you to break down the notes so that it's easy to go through. And it gave me a structure.
Hmm.
So I wrote another GPT and said, okay, here's the problem. I've got all these notes. They're not organized. Here's the structure. Put the notes in the sections they need to go. If you need to add new sections, do that. And it was amazing.
Nice. Yeah, because I quit using Evernote because mine... First of all, I have two of them for two different emails, and I don't know how I did that, but then they're all over the fucking place, and I was just like, this is not useful to me, which I think is how I wound up going to bullet journaling, because it was like more manageable since it's a physical device, but it's also not digital.
Yeah. Well, for Obsidian, I use Dropbox, because you can pay for Obsidian Sync, but I'm like, sure, I'll just use Dropbox. I have a folder on my desktop, laptop, and my phone, and it's always all three of them synced together. So like when I find notes and stuff online, like last night I found this girl, she does cozy gaming apparently. Huh. It's I guess they're like games that are like, for basically it's like easy games or just like to waste time, but like whatever. So she had these courses and stuff. I'm like, oh, I want to research this. So I took all the URLs and threw them in Obsidian. And this morning when I got some free time, I'm like, okay. Well, then I went through and I said, hey, here's a course, because it's basically teaching how to do digital marketing stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here's a course. I feel like this is bullshit. I want you to analyze all these parts of the module and tell me what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
Last night when I tried, it was kind of funny because like it took the structure of her course,
yeah,
and took the AI course I was trying to build and tried to shape it. I'm like, save that for later. I want to do this. So, I'm having a lot of good luck with, like, getting ideas and, like, moving stuff around and figuring out what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, I feel like I'm almost done with an information gathering phase. That's why I think next year is going to be...
Well, it's not really gathering. It's more of taking what I'm working on and bringing it down to make it manageable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, that... They gave me an outline of, like, six questions for the podcast class. I'm like, okay. So I just sat down with the recorder and just rambled off all the shit, threw it back in, and said, make it pretty. So, apparently, I noticed, I did this again yesterday during work. We had a file that I had to process over break when no one else is here. And they're trying to figure out how to map the data to what we have. And apparently, I did it again. I air-coded another solution again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, son of a bitch, I wish I could have wrote this down. Like, it was coming out of my, like, I'm talking to my coworker, looking at the thing, I'm just coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, write down the fragments you have, maybe you'll get back to it.
Write it down. But, yeah, it's probably time to go eat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll be back next Friday, which will be after Christmas.
Yes, we will.
And we'll wrap up this year, we'll talk about all the books we read, which podcast. Yeah, I think
homework.
I need to get more podcasts. I need to get different ones because whenever I have time, like, I'm not really into the audiobook I'm listening to now. I was like, put on a podcast. Like, I didn't feel like listening to a Jocko. I didn't feel like trying to figure out. I haven't been listening to Jocko that religiously since probably for about a year or two. But, yeah, I didn't feel like listening to him, and I didn't feel like trying to figure out who was talking about what on Rogan and any of that stuff. And I'm like,
I gotta work in the library.
Yeah, I looked on our website, and I was like, what podcast did we say we listened to on there? And I was like, well, this thing hasn't been updated fucking forever.
Yeah, send me your stuff, and I'll start working on this weekend.
Yeah, I'll update my stuff on the website. Got to figure that out, and then we'll make a post also to go with the podcast. I'm sure Joel will transcribe it and just give me the information.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I was thinking of doing is I have all the transcripts from all the episodes now, and I was thinking of asking it based off of what we've talked about. What are some questions you should probably ask us?
Yeah. What's the we should actually make the AI create do a podcast of us as us.
That might be next year's project. Well, I got all the data. I got to put it into a rag and then do a bunch of shit. I actually found a 5-day Google course on building models and AI and racks and so forth. So I'm going to do that next week while I work is super slow. Get another certification, another task, another skill, how to actually use this AI for better.
Using it for good and not evil.
No, I mean using it better.
I know.
There's no good and evil.
They're man-made constructs. They have nothing to do with the AI.
I heard one of the greatest They're the one podcast I listen to, they're talking about libertarians and whatnot. And it was like, the quote was something along the lines of, money's fake, bullets are real. Let's take this out on the street and figure things out.
That's like I told you about that, the sheriff of Baghdad on Joe Rogan podcast when he was talking about how he sells those shut up hippie t-shirts, mm-hmm. and the guy was in Portland, and so he said, you can get in trouble fighting wearing a shirt like that. Well, we should fight. And he's like, let's make it a gunfight. He lifts up his shirt, and he's got a big-ass pistol. Like, oops. All right, that's it. Yep. We're wrapping it up. Take it easy, everyone. We'll see you in, after Christmas. Have a happy holiday.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.